A reading from Matthew 10, 32-36. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown them before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household.
Well, this saying is abused by many people, and they use it against Jesus, but reject the reality behind it, the reality of what he is really saying, because it really goes back to he who acknowledges me before my Father in heaven, I will acknowledge him, and whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. And that's where he's going back to here, because there are plenty of people who are going to disown Jesus. Even his own followers are going to disown him.
Well, even his own family. His family, you can imagine how difficult it was for them. It's not easy to have the Messiah born into the middle of your family. You talk about favored child and everything else. And there are times that they try to pull Jesus off the street. The time his family comes, and they're almost hearing what the Pharisees are saying, that Jesus must be either demonized, Beelzebub, or crazy for the things that he's saying. And his family disowns him in some ways. And even it says that Mary was confused. Remember, she's the one who knows the uniqueness of his identity, and yet it's still difficult for her. It's hard for this process. And so Jesus speaks out of his own experience and wants people to know that, as we've been saying for the last couple days, which is not really a popular message in America, this is going to be difficult for you. And the truth of the matter is, there are people listening to us today, that's been their experience. There have been family members that have rejected them. There have been friends that have rejected them because they have named the name of Jesus. And it's just not an easy thing to go through.
One of the uncomfortable things about Jesus, and particularly in this passage, is it reminds me of what C.S. Lewis says, that he brings us to a moment where we have to decide whether he is a lunatic, a liar, or the Son of God. And here, if you reject what you're saying, you're rejecting him in a way. Yeah. But I think that the reality behind what he is saying is that he is saying that he is kind of telling us who he is.
Right. And we have a choice. Either he's Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. We can't have him as partial Lord. We can't have him as Lord over these aspects of my life. And this is the hard place. He's calling for all of our lives. Jesus says, come, take up your cross. Literally, come die and follow me, and find a new way. And it is a radical calling.